think of the connection.
Well, look outside, Wendy. It's a hazy shade of winter.
It's ugly.
That's the connection. Wow.
It's ugly. Tony Fulmer's right here. Gut. Well, here's why, and we'll explain it. Chief Horticultural Officer at Chalet Nursery on Lake Avenue in Wilmette. You can go to chaletnursery.com. I love when you come in, Tony Fulmer. And winter has reared its ugly head way too early, in my opinion.
It has.
And the snow was super pretty, but then when the snow melts, your yard looks terrible. And we in LaGrange had this unbelievable hail that was coming down. Yeah. My yard looks so crappy right now.
I have been in my house for 30 years, and I have never seen damage like I had from that storm a week ago, Sunday into Monday.
The winds? Did you have
the
hail
wind,
as well? Heavy duty rain?
Not the hail. It was the wet, heavy, clinging snow that just took everything down to the ground. So.
Yes. Like ornamental grasses, I should have probably already cut down by now, right?
Well, but typically, no, a lot of people leave those up because of the aesthetic value of them over the winter.
They're flat now,
They're flat now, and they're not coming back. So you might as well, if we have a warm day next week, you might as well get out and get it done.
Tony, when you know a storm like this is coming, what do you do to
batten
protect?
Down the hatches.
Well, you obviously batten down the hatches. That's step one.
You run around with umbrellas. Yeah,
yeah, that's always a good thing. Those little cocktail umbrellas you pull in over.
Yeah, that helps.
So, what can somebody do to help keep their plant life happy and healthy?
I think one of the most important things is to kind of prioritize things.
Yeah.
And there are certain things like arborvita that if they have multiple stems and they get wet. That wet, icy snow load, they splay open. And once they splay open like that, they never come back the way they were. So one of the things that I do with mine is in the fall, I make sure that I get some nice heavy cable or heavy, heavy, heavy-duty twine and go in and kind of...
Tie them up.
Oh. Tie them up. Put them in bondage. Yep.
That's the rumor I was talking about Tony Fulmer, Wendy. It's true. He just verified it.
That's right.
All right.
Plant bondage.
I have a neighbor who has, I don't know how to say it,
arborvitae.
Arborvitae?
Uh-huh.
What is that?
The tree of life.
The tree of life?
The tree of life.
It's,
evergreen.
Is it a flat, it's kind of a flat leaf?
Like kind of a fern-like needle that is, they're almost like palm fronds or like fern fronds that are arranged like that.
And it looks like an evergreen.
It is an evergreen.
Okay. No wonder it looks like it. And I have a neighbor who has it all on the, they have a corner house, so they have it on the side of their house. And I noticed that some of them were like flopping out. So he tied them. He used bungee cords. He really did a great job. And now when they grow in, it's like a perfect border.
But does he leave that on year round?
I don't remember.
Yeah, you definitely want to be proactive about this, because if you've got all those branches tied together, then they will tend to shed. Even wet snow will just kind of drop on through. But if you don't do that, and once they've splayed open, you never can get them quite back. They never look the same again. They always look not so good. Not so good.
So there's nothing you can do if a storm just comes like that. I mean,
if you didn't prepare ahead of time, there's not a lot you can do. No. No. Oh, the one thing that I should say is I did see someone on a television program the day after, and they were not horticulturists, and they were out with the broom, and they just said, take that broom and start beating that snow off.
Oh, no.
And all
what?
I could think
what
was...
What show is this? SVU? Is this on SVU?
It's a local show.
Oh, it is?
And
Wendy
what
City
happens
Live?
Is you
damage.
Break, you shatter. When they're frozen like that, when the tissue is, you just shatter it. And so next spring, some of those plants, if people follow that advice, are going to look really, really, really bad. So if once they're encased in ice like that, there's nothing you can do except wait. But don't go out with a broom or a rake or anything like that, or a shovel, even worse, and just start trying to bang that
you
wet
You just
snow
let it melt,
there.
Basically.
You have to let it melt. You don't have a choice.
Somebody in the business who gave that advice?
No. Right. It was not.
I forgot about all the ice that was just completely
encasing
each and every branch, because we have skylights, and when that started to melt, these big clops of ice would just fall down on the skylight and scare the heck out of you. But I forgot that everything was completely covered in icicles, basically.
Right. And a lot of times what will happen is if evergreens in particular stay encased in that for long periods of time, next spring a lot of that tissue will turn brown and people will have forgotten that it was encased in snow and they will come in and say, you know, what insect did this? What's the problem? What happened? And especially when it starts sheeting off off of roofs and goes over the gutters and then hangs straight down and then drips on the plants when it's warm during the day, and then it freezes and encases them overnight. That's really a problem, especially for evergreens.
And what are things that we should do before really winter sets in? I think we are all kind of surprised to get this snow so early this year. Mm-hmm. Were there things that we should have done? And if we didn't, can we do it now before the big full winter kicks into effect?
Sure. A lot of people didn't get mulch down. So if you want to mulch perennials or get your rose protection on, that's a really, really good thing to do, to go ahead and get done now. My concern is going to be, and I'm going to go home and do it later today, is that there are a lot of leaves down. Frozen into the lawns.
Yeah.
And what people don't understand, they think, okay, we'll just leave that. It won't be a problem. We'll get it next spring. But what will happen is, if you have thicknesses of big leaves like sycamore and maple and oak, and those get frozen into the soil, into the lawn, next spring when that comes up, you're going to have a big hole there. You're going to have bare soil.
Why? Explain why would that be?
That it's just, I don't know if it cuts off the oxygen supply or what the deal is, but that's just what happens.
I didn't know that.
And so those 5 to 6 or larger inch diameter spots, when those are out in sun, that's where you're going to get crabgrass next year.
Oh. All right.
So you need to, if you can, next week it's supposed to be in the 40s, get out there and
with the leaves lower.
Get those leaves up off the lawn. Absolutely.
Do you have to get it out of the flower beds?
No, not so much. The only thing is, that can be problematic. I teach a class on winterizing the garden in the fall, and the one question everybody asks is, I don't want to waste my leaves. I want to be organic, and that's great. If you're going to use leaves as a mulch, what you should do is you should kind of put them out in the lawn earlier and then run through the lawnmower a couple of times so that you have little tiny
crunch them up,
and then those break down more quickly. But remember, when you're using a winter mulch like leaves on perennials, you're mulching roots. You're not mulching the crown of the plant. So what you don't want to do is, you don't want to put 6 or 8 inches of even shredded leaves over the tops of perennials. A lot of them will be dead in the spring.
And you mentioned covering roses, you know, and mm-hmm. I'm sure you've seen it, Bill. Sometimes people put like a styrofoam.
Like an upside down garbage can almost.
Kind of.
It looks about that good.
Yeah, right.
Looks about that good.
I have never, ever covered my roses and they come back every year. Am I supposed to be covering them?
It's a good idea. It's a very good idea, although very quickly, most roses used to be grafted. And when they were grafted, they were less hardy because the variety that you wanted was on a different type of rootstock. And that joint where they were grafted made the plant less hardy. Well, now more and more and more roses are grown on their own roots. So like shrubs, they are more hardy. So things like the knockouts typically are on their own root system. So we say, after the first year, it shouldn't be necessary, but a lot of people can still do it.
The first year, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I would still do it.
Strong roots.
Strong roots, Wendy.
Strong roots. Strong roots.
That's Tony Fulmer from the Chalet Nursery in Wilmette. His play, Much Ado About Nothing, opens at the Candlelight Dinner Playhouse this Saturday. Go see it.
A one-man show.
More with Harry right after this.
With
Harry's. With Tony.
Everything's coming up roses when we're talking to Tony Fulmer. You can find him at the Chalet Nursery, 3132 Lake Avenue in Wilmette.
Tony wants to mention it's right across the street from Panda Express.
Why do you humor him?
I just knew it was coming, so I just thought we'd get it out of the way.
Yep, you set it up beautifully.
Tony is the Chief Horticultural Officer at Chalet Nursery. I really love when you come visit because I am a gardener. I've taken maybe a year off because of a puppy, but I will be back gardening again. And I also love when you come because you bring us these beautiful gifts. And this time you brought us a poinsettia. I refuse to say poinsettia.
Although technically you're supposed to say it that way.
You're also supposed to say February. Do you do that?
No, Wednesday.
Yeah, right.
Farver. All right. So you think of poinsettias, you think of bright red. Mm-hmm. This is not red.
It is not red.
Explain this.
This is one of the new colors this year. It's called autumn leaves, and I think the best way to describe it is coral. It looks like a coppery, almost like a Tahitian sunset.
Yes,
a tropical sunset.
That's what I was going to say, Wendy. It looks like a Tahitian sunset.
Coral and...
Wendy ordered a couple of those last night, Tony. She told the story earlier. You don't want to hear it. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and another really, really nice one this year is called Green Envy. And don't even.
No, I'm not.
Don't
even. I'm not.
Okay.
Is it like a lime green?
It is. If you know limelight hydrangea,
yes,
which I believe you have,
yes,
it is exactly that color. It's green, this beautiful, envy. Beautiful. And you know, and it sounds like it might not be a great color,
green,
but it's really well. That it's a strong color,
yeah.
But it's actually a neutral, and it really works well with just about anything.
Wendy's going to a holiday party at the Hulk's house. Would that be a good gift to give the Hulk?
It would be the perfect gift.
Yeah.
He would be impressed.
Yep. Since I'm just ignoring both of you, and I will just ask questions. It has come up that poinsettias, I'm just saying it my way, poinsettias right. are dangerous to animals. I've read this for all these years. First of all, you shouldn't leave it by your dog or cat because you don't want it destroyed.
Right.
Oh, that's not you?
No.
Oh, that's Tony.
Oh, God.
The Hulk is calling you.
Okay. Make mine a big one. Okay.
So I know that in large quantities, if your dog ate a ton of poinsettias, they'd get sick.
They'd be
and
horrible.
They have the potential to be yes.
Poison.
Toxic. Yes.
Yeah.
But a little tiny one, just keep it away from the animals.
Exactly.
How did they become poinsettias? How did it become the official plant of Christmas? What happened?
I have no idea. It's probably a Santa choice.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think so. I think it was a Santa choice.
That's acceptable.
Okay, good. Right. That's all I had.
Yeah. You've never been wrong, Tony. We've had you on 30 times. You've never once been wrong.
That's all I had.
If you say it, I believe it.
Okay, good.
What else do we have to do before winter rears its ugly head for good?
Well, we certainly don't have to worry about watering. Again, as I said earlier, the big thing is to get leaves off lawns. And if you can, if you have roses, especially if you're rose, even if you have shrub roses that are on their own roots, it's probably a good idea this first year to go ahead and mulch them. Another thing that happens, too, is that when we get a lot of snow cover, we have animal damage. And people overlook rabbits and mice and voles, all of which are rodents. And they can do a lot of damage by girdling the bark, and all they have to do is take a little that outer layer of bark all the way around a stem in a band, and it kills the plant.
All right, now this
that was me.
So
God, it's the Hulk. He wants to know why Tony won't answer his phone call.
So in particular,
I need you today more than ever, and you are slacking.
No.
So things like burning bush or fruit trees or young crabapple trees, you may want to put some kind of protection around them. So you can either do a hardware cloth cylinder and zip tie that, or you can use chicken wire, or you can just put like the corrugated tubing.
Yeah.
You can just make a slit down there and put that around the stem and then push it down into the ground about a half an inch or so. Because while the snow is out there, they're running, or in particular the mice and the voles are running around in underneath there, and when they bump into a nice juicy tree, they will take all the bark off.
Sure.
So that makes sense. That's food for them.
Is absolutely food for them. And once that damage is done, even to a young tree, it's all over then in spring.
I have a holiday question for you.
Okay.
I've heard different things that a person can do. Some people want their Christmas tree to last from late November all through the holiday season, and that's very difficult. But I've heard that there are things you can do to keep your tree, your indoor tree, in pretty good shape.
Okay.
What do you recommend? What's the best thing you can do to keep it looking fresh all throughout
the season? Well, aside from buying the tree at Chalet where they're cut the day before their shift.
Of course.
One thing is it's a matter of type. If you're the person that has your tree up for 4 or 5 weeks, you definitely do not want to do a balsam.
No.
They have very thin needles. They have a great fragrance, but you look at them and a week later they start shedding. They dehydrate in a hot, dry room.
Mm-hmm.
So do the types like Fraser fir, Concolor fir, or Noble fir that have really, really great reputation for lasting. The big thing is to, if you're going to have it up for that long period of time, the most important thing is you make a fresh cut, just like a cut flower.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter how much you take off, but you want a whole fresh layer of new cells exposed that will take up water better. It needs to go within half an hour after that fresh cut. It needs to go in the stand in a warm room. So if you buy your tree and store it for a week, don't put it in a bucket of water in the garage. Cold water does absolutely nothing.
Right.
So you put it in the stand, you put it in warm water, and then those first 4 or 5 days, you want to check it every single solitary day and make sure that that water never gets below the cut end of the trunk.
Right.
Because if it ever gets below there and you get air in that trunk, it will seal up. and then the rest of the time that it's in the house, it will not absorb any water.
Interesting.
So it's really important to keep after that.
Okay. What about the myth of putting sugar in the water or Coca-Cola in the water? You don't want to do that.
No. Okay. It does nothing.
Right. But you do have to check that water pretty much every day, right?
The first few days, especially if you have a tree, if it's been warm outside, it's a little bit dehydrated, you probably want to check it morning and evening. Because as I said, if it ever goes dry once and you get those cells sealed off at the bottom, that's it.
I have never had a real Christmas tree in my whole life.
It's a wonderful experience.
I wouldn't have any idea how to do it. Plus, I just feel like needles always fall. How long do they typically last if you take great care of it, like you mentioned?
On some of those really long-lasting varieties, a month is probably...
Really?
Yeah, you can do a month. But, you know, obviously, if you can keep the room cooler, if you can cool the room down at night, keep it away from radiators, keep it away from fireplaces.
Bowls.
Those kinds. Yes, exactly. You
do
teach
you
him something,
voles,
and, then
Wendy?
Uses, and then he uses it against you, you know?
Yep. Yes, I do.
And a totally unrelated question to Christmas trees. I have slugs all over my yard, and they're disgusting. Will they die this winter? How do I get rid of them?
No, they have. As soon as the soil starts cooling, they just go down.
Oh, they're the grossest things I've ever seen, and the dog eats them.
So protein is where you find it, I guess. But they will be back next spring. They're just burrowed in down deeper into warmer soil.
How do I destroy them? Blow up the yard?
No, there is a product called Sluggo, which is
Sluggo. I want
not in. To be confused.
Nancy's boyfriend?
Absolutely.
Yes. Is he the CEO of that company?
Yeah.
That's excellent.
So it's an iron phosphate product. It's really, really safe. And the slugs will start emerging next spring when the soil temperatures get above 60. And so you just spread that over the soil and they come
out. Of the whole yard? Because they're all over.
Well, no, just wherever they are.
They're taking over.
And they ingest that, and it gives them a very, very, very bad stomach ache, and they stop eating, and about 2 or 3 days later, they crawl to the slug graveyard, wherever that is, kind of like the elephant graveyard.
Yes, smaller.
And I do the sluggo in the springtime, correct?
Yes.
All right, if you need a Christmas tree or you need holiday decorations, I'm going to be up north this Saturday, so maybe I'll pop up.
Come and see me.
I will try to
do
that.
You'd be thrilled, Wendy. Okay. It's so nice there.
You love it there.
Yeah.
And she can make a day out of it at...
Well, you can go to Panda Express, Wendy. It's right across the street. Get the orange chicken. Tell them Bill said hello.
This poinsettia is very much like orange chicken. It's the new color, orange chicken.
Yeah.
But don't eat, yes.
Chief Horticultural Officer at Chalet Nursery, Tony Fulmer, you're amazing. We love having you here.
It's always my pleasure, truly.
And thanks, Tony.
Chalet Nursery, you can go to chaletnursery.com. You're on Twitter, on Facebook, Instagram, and is there a phone number?
847-256-0561.
You're the best. You really are.
Thanks, Tony.
All right, coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand. That's happening from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom here on 720 WGN.